Hallelujah. God, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. I encourage some of you. Hallelujah. It may be against your nature to get out in the aisle. It may be against your personality. Come on, I promise you, this isn't my personality. Hallelujah, brother. I'm a little bit shy sometimes. Hallelujah, but come on, there's something about when you come into the presence of the Lord and you step out a little bit and you say, you know what? I'm going to go beyond myself a little bit today. Hallelujah. It's always in the Bible. It's whenever somebody steps out and say, God, Master, have mercy on me. They tell him to be quiet. No, no, no. Have mercy on me. And he cried a little bit louder. Have mercy on me. Come on. We need to step outside of ourselves a little bit and say, God, I need a blessing tonight. God, I need a healing tonight. God, I need something in my life tonight that only you can do. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Is it worth it tonight? Hallelujah. To get rid of your flesh for a little bit and say, God, I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to glorify you tonight. Hallelujah. Because you're great. Because you are awesome. Hallelujah. I will praise your mighty name. Come on, put your hands together.
Tonight we got a right to shake the foundation.
are great, and you are greater to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many's glad you got a right to praise him? Hallelujah. You see, he could have taken me out a long time ago. Hallelujah. I told you this morning, I've been in this thing my whole life, but there's so many times in my life, brother, that he should have taken me out. He should have wiped me out. Hallelujah, because of things I've done. But he's forgiven me, and he's given me grace, and he's given me mercy. There's those in this room tonight that you're only here by the grace of God. Hallelujah, we got a right to praise him. We got a right to glorify him because he's been so good. Hallelujah. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve tonight. Hallelujah. I feel God in the house. There's no way that God can ignore this praise. Hallelujah. God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Whenever his people begin to magnify and glorify his name, he can't help but get in the midst of them and begin to bless and begin to heal and begin to deliver and begin to save and begin to answer prayers and begin to meet needs. Hallelujah. He's in the house right now. Somebody just slip up your hands right now and say, I love you, Jesus. God, I love you, Jesus. You are great in the name of Jesus.
I'm looking all over this building tonight, and most everybody is comfortable clapping your hands and raising your hands. But the Bible teaches us to praise him with the timbrel and dance. Oh, that's where we draw the line. It becomes sacrilegious somewhere between our hands and our feet. Woo!
Come out.
Is there anybody tonight that would worship him with all your heart, soul, mind? Somebody said, I hadn't danced in years. Well, the dance don't belong to the devil. It belongs to Jesus. I would challenge you all over this building, preacher. If you want people to shout while you preach, you need to shout, amen, at General Conference. Oh, come on, somebody, get in the aisles tonight and let's praise him with our feet. Let's praise him with our feet. Come on, church. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Ye love Akaya. Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Woo! Shatabakaya. Come on, praise him. Why, yes. It's been a while since they've had a breakthrough. The Bible said, pray you one for another, that you may be healed. Why don't you find somebody near you and just lift them up before the Lord and say, God, give them victory tonight. I want my brother, I want my sister to leave this place with victory. Well, come on, you can do this. I said you can do this. Shatabakatabaha. Woo! Come on, praise him tonight. Come on, yes, 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 yes. My God, there it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Woo! Shatabakataya. Come on, that's it. That's it. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. I'm going to shout. Woo! Take that devil.
Shout at the God for the victory.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to shout. Going to shout. Jesus.
Shout at the God for the victory. Hey, hey. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Go up in battle. We are victorious.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I feel it right now. I'm going to shout. Hallelujah. I'm going to shout to God for the victory. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, yes. Come on, that's it. The devil ain't got my dance. I said Satan don't have my dance. Victory has a song. Woo! Victory's got a song. Woo! Yes, Jesus. Shout. Hallelujah.
Shout with a voice of praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout at the God for the victory.
Glory, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, yes.
Shout with a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah.
Shout with a voice of praise. Shout with a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah. Number three. How many it's been a while since you've been in a good old fashioned Pentecostal victory march. Y'all make this a little bit of room right next to the seats. Some of you old timers know what I'm talking about. You need to get out of your seat. We'll preach to our young people. You need to worship. We need to show them how. Woo! Come on, somebody. Can somebody start a victory march tonight? Can somebody start an old-fashioned victory march? Woo! Come on, that's it. That's it. Inabakasataya. Irakatamahaya. Woo! Hallelujah. Why, yeah, shout with a
voice of praise.
Shout with a voice of praise.
Shout with a voice of triumph.
I'm going to shout.
Shout with a voice of praise.
Hallelujah.
Shout at the God of
victory. Yeah, Jesus.
Hey, hey. Give the Lord a shout
of praise. Hallelujah.
Shout with a voice of triumph.
Where's
shout?
The victory.
Hey, hey.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is out of praise. I'm going to shout at the hill.
Shout at the
hill.
Shout
at the hill. Woo, hallelujah. Well, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Well, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Heard a voice of God's people saying, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Well, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Well, I heard the voice of God's people say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
Wait until we tear your kingdom down.
We're going to pray until we tear your kingdom down.
Well, I heard the voice
of God's people say,
Satan,
your kingdom's coming down. Oh, yes. Coming down. Well, I heard a voice of God's people say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
We're gonna shout
until we shout your kingdom down. We're gonna shout until we tear your kingdom down.
I heard a voice of God's people say,
come on, Holy Ghost, have your way, Jesus.
Big
joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Those that are praying can continue praying. We have no problem with that whatsoever. The rest of us, if you'd find your way back to your seat, please. Amen. I'm going to fulfill the last part of what God talked to me about last night. We have designated the different offerings that we've taken for different things, home missions, world missions, different things. It's one to the general account. Today, in the executive session, they almost designated where this one went, and I said, no. The Lord's done told me where this one goes. The Lord told me to bless the bishop and his wife. What we're going to do tonight, if y'all can shout and you can't give, your shout's in vain. I'm not saying you have a lot to give. And if you have nothing to give, what you need to do is be a blessing and let these folks know you love them. Amen. Sister Stussman, would you come up? And Bishop, if you would come right down here. I am the executive secretary treasurer, and I will not count this offering. We're going to come and give it straight to them. And we want it to be a blessing. They can use it to go on vacation, or they can use it to pay bills. It don't matter. Amen. Just remember your pastor on steak night. Amen. And so if you don't have to give, that's fine. We've given a lot already. But why don't you let them know you appreciate them carrying this burden? It's a heavy load, folks. It is. It's more than you know. Amen. And if all of us could stand together one more time, please. If you've got something to bless them with, why don't you just file by and just slip it into his hand. Amen. He can stick it in his pocket. Amen. This is what God told me to do, so I'm going to do it. Praise God. So let them know how much you appreciate them tonight.
Take.
Amen. Praise God. We received a card here from Brother Frankie Martin. Amen. And let me just read what they wrote here at the top. It said, a very special thank you for inviting us to your general conference. Hopefully we can attend in the future. We love and appreciate each of you and have truly experienced a great move of God in these services. And then there's several names here. I don't know if Pastor Frankie Martin, Sister Kathy Martin, Brother Donnie Gregg, Sister Melissa Gregg, and Sister Alita Gregg. Amen. We appreciate this very, very much. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you for coming. Praise God. We're going to invite Brother and Sister Gowan. I believe it's going down. Gowan. Amen. To sing a song tonight. God bless them.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Feel what we feel at this general conference. Somebody requested us to sing. We didn't request ourselves, okay? But we're glad to be here. And if our good sound man would flip that thing on, we're ready to go.
Thank you, God.
Let me say this.
I remember as a child I'd go outside to play. But before I walked away, I'd hear my mother say, child, be careful what you do. Be careful where you roam. And before I went too far, I'd hear Mother call me home. Oh, God has some children who have gone astray. They never intended to drift so far away. The road of sin that they chose left them lost and all alone. But God sent grace and mercy to bring his children home. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You walked away from God that day, said, I won't be back again. And you exchanged your life with God for a road of sin. But God looked down in his great love from high up on his throne. He said, I'll send grace and mercy to bring my child back home. Oh, God has some children who have gone astray. They never intended to drift so far away. The road of sin that they chose left them lost and all alone. Oh, but God sent grace and mercy to bring his children home. Yes, God sent grace and mercy to bring his children home.
Aren't you thankful for grace and mercy?
Amen. Sister Gowan wrote that song. Praise God. Awesome. Amen. I was trying to get somebody to come this week, and somebody couldn't come. And so the Lord dealt with me to have them to come to Boswell Sunday. And so instead of you coming without your pastor's blessings, bring him with you. I'm kidding. Praise God. Amen. Amen. It is very much my honor and privilege tonight. Amen. We've shouted a lot. We worshiped a lot. We prayed a lot. And I know it's kind of late tonight, but it's not that late. Praise God. And we'd love to hear a word from Bishop Stutzman tonight. And the Lord, praise God, we appreciate him and what he stands for. I'll tell you what, if you really get to know him, he's a good friend. Praise God. And we're going to ask him to come tonight, obey the Lord. I mean, everybody say, God bless Bishop Stutzman.
What an honor. Amen. To be addressing this conference tonight. It is our last night. It's a bittersweet moment. Amen. But I'm thankful that God has brought us this far. Amen. God has brought us this far. Amen. I cannot begin to preach without first honoring the executive council. Brother and Sister Akers has worked diligently for this conference. Amen. Akers was a GIB, like other people out here, and he became a part of this, and he jumped in with both feet, and the signs that you see back here, the website, the cards, everything that you see in this fellowship at some time, Brother Akers had